You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So we're about to listen to something very special. It is the Compassion Mantra from the Dalai Lama and Inner World. And we are going to be talking to Janelle and Abraham on the other side of this about this project, which is a really interesting one. So stay tuned. That is an incredibly beautiful track. It's called Compassion Mantra, and it is by the Dalai Lama and Inner World. This is the Inner World Project, and we have got Janelle and Abraham Koonin in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Atamaria.
Morena.
Hey, it's so nice to have you guys here. Now, I think probably the best place to start is to ask you, what is Inner World? What is this project, and how did it come about? How did you get the Dalai Lama involved?
Yeah, do you want to...
It's all yours, Janelle.
Inner World is like a project that is It's kaupapa is to serve our hearts and minds and give us like a place of relief mm-hmm. and comfort. And if you don't have meditation tools, perhaps it might aid you in that way. And so that's the kaupapa. And so that's what was presented to the Dalai Lama, which I asked him in a letter if he would do this with us.
Yeah.
And he said yes, because of the benefits that music could bring.
Mm.
And from my perspective, it was a luxury to have him and music combined as well, right?
Like totally.
An added benefit to fulfill that kaupapa. So that's been our the purpose for this work.
So the Dalai Lama might not be most people's first thought when they go for a collaboration, but you guys have been following his teachings. Is that how you sort of thought about that link?
Yeah, so I've had like the stupid luxury of hosting him in New Zealand.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so on three of his tours here and visiting him in India. And so we've struck up quite a friendship. And like part of the our tours look like me being with him from 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And it's like me and him and his bodyguard, right? So
yeah.
It's like really cool and like quiet and I suppose intimate, and so
yeah.
You get these exchanges, and over the years I think we built up some trust and friendship and care, and so we already had that there. And then of course I'd go back to my mundane kind of life after. It's quite a juxtaposition to
yeah,
go back
totally.
To the corporate world and then be like, oh, what just happened? So part of it was like,
yeah, that would be quite the whiplash situation there.
Oh my god, it's a massive come down every time we part ways. And so it's like, how do I keep him in my world every day? And then actually, how do I make that available for other people as well, right?
So totally, yeah.
That was the driving force in the beginning, and yeah.
So what's your background in music? Abraham, maybe you want to field this one. How did you guys kind of get involved in music, and why did you think this would be an important project?
I suppose to the first question, we've both been musicians for a long time. Like Janelle mentioned, she was doing, you know, working more in the corporate world, but she's a jazz singer as well, and we met through music, through mutual musician friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing music for about the past 15, 20 years as well, so all the permutations that takes on
cool.
doing it in New Zealand. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And so you were saying, Janelle, that you wanted this to be something that people could kind of get some comfort from, or if they don't practice meditation, this could be a kind of a meditative thing for them as well.
Mm.
Were you thinking about this as a project before you thought about the Dalai Lama being involved, or did you kind of have a moment where you were like, this is all kind of coming together as an idea?
Yeah, I was actually really stressed out in my job, and my colleagues and I used to put on music and headphones and just zone everything out, and I went to look for him with music, just assuming it was there.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it.
Oh, true. Okay, so you sort of were like, this has got to exist already, because
yeah,
that's the perfect idea.
Yeah, of course. And I actually was like, no, and I kept checking and kept checking. I was like, no, really? Like, so that was when the seed was planted, and it just became this seed, and that kind of kept growing and like a little flame that kept burning until I actually wrote to the Dalai Lama's office that day and was like, hey, we've got to do this.
This is, needs to exist in the world. And what an important year for it to kind of have existed within as well.
Yeah.
Did you, was this within the context of COVID, or was this way prior to this kind of strange year we've had that this sort of started to be an idea?
This album has taken 5 years from its inception
Wow-y.
To get out. So it's just really, I suppose serendipitous is the wrong word, but I'd say there's a strange synchronicity with the timing.
Mm.
I think this would be probably one of those gems of a record if you discovered this over the weird lockdown period.
Yeah.
This would have been a really lovely thing. Were you guys listening to much music over that time? Were you finding sort of that was something useful for you?
A lot of the Wiggles.
Nice.
And
for context, these guys have a beautiful 2.5-year-old as well.
She rules the playlist.
Yeah. Otherwise we were working on this, right? Yeah.
Anika Moore, actually. Shout
Anika
out to
Moore
Anika
too.
For those concerts. They were lifesavers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, I know a few other parents who had similar things like, oh, thank you, Anika, for making kids music we can listen to as well. But this is kind of music that I think a lot of people can access, because it has got a lovely entry point in that it's very thoughtful, it's very soft. And then when the Dalai Lama starts speaking, it's a really, I think it does a really special thing when you're listening to it. Could you tell us a little bit about what it is we're actually listening to when the Dalai Lama starts speaking on these tracks?
Each track is a little bit different, so there's a combination of mantras and there's some English topics, and I took a list of mantras into him that had a purpose mm-hmm. to help us in our everyday life. So you don't have to be religious or Buddhist. It's just like, do you need help with healing? Do you need to feel some courage today? Do you need to feel safe? Like, mm-hmm. so they're all purposeful mantras. In the beginning of a lot of the mantras, the compassion one, he actually pays homage to the Buddha of compassion. So it's like a respectful way of starting. And then he proceeds to recite the mantra of compassion, which is said to help subdue some of our negativities and generate wisdom and warmth and kind-heartedness and help us to become closer to each other.
Mm.
So, yeah, to develop our compassion.
Yeah, that synchronicity. It's all going on at the moment, eh?
Yeah.
And what has the response been to this record? Have you had really positive feedback about it?
Yeah, it's been crazy, like kind of perfect in the words of the owner of the label who we're working with, Charles Goldstuck, who's very reserved in his accolations, but he's just like, I couldn't have wished for a more perfect release. And we've had Rolling Stone, Pitchfork, New York Times, you name it, and in all sorts of different languages. You know, we get a media list every day and we're like, whoa, France and South Africa and Kenya, and it's just crazy.
That is amazing that some little seed of an idea can turn into such a huge thing around the world.
Yeah.
And it must be quite humbling as well to sort of see this project have that reach too. Who are some of the other musicians you were working with on this?
Locally, like, we're lucky to be in a community of amazing musicians, you know, and they're all people that we've played with over the years, but also had the right heart and the right intention to add to it. So just off the top of my head, the strings we heard at the on that Compassion track, that was Mahuya Bridgman Cooper playing the violins. Alex Freer was playing drums on it. The other musicians were a friend from Pune, India, called Gunda Arman, was playing the bansuri, and a friend called John Davis from New York was playing the bass. But we also have like Marika Hodgson, Cass Basil, who else played on it?
Finn and Steph.
Finn and Steph, Lips, Nastasia Wolfgram. It's like, I think we counted like 20 New Zealand musicians who've been on there. Yeah, Noah was on there. There's like, because these are all people who, they're friends, but we admire, you know, we weren't doing any favours. It's like, it's what they bring as players.
Yeah.
We're
very lucky in New Zealand that we have access to such incredible talent and just wonderful communities as well. And to hear that get such an international reach too, in a way that's quite different to how New Zealand music normally gets an international platform. It's a really amazing thing in its own right as well. We're going to play one of my favourite prayers now, but can you tell us a little bit about this track? Janelle, maybe do you want to talk about this?
Yeah. So this is actually one of the Dalai Lama's favourite prayers, hence the title. and you'll hear in the verse, it's indicative of his deep commitment to care for us and to train his mind to always care for us. So he says this prayer like about 100 times a day.
Wow.
You know, like consistently trains his mind and develops his heart this way. He's amazing, obviously. But the people that play on it are Daniel Ryland, co-writer, and Gunda.
My guitar sensei from Wellington, Daniel Ryland. And it's by the Indian scholar Shantideva the scripture.
Whoops. So how old is the scripture? Is it?
This one is from the 8th century. So it's from a book by an 8th century scholar, Indian scholar called Shantideva. And he's an amazing master. And actually, if anybody is interested in the concepts, he's quite a great reference to look up.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both so much for coming and chatting to us today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Janelle and Abraham Koonin, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
That's a super, super lovely time. Oh, hello. What's your daughter's name?
Seldon.
Hello, Seldon.
Do you want to talk on the radio,
bud? Down the name do, actually. Yeah,
say hello. Atamari.
Okay.
Oh, she's got stage fright. You got a great jacket on, though, like the rabbits. They're awesome. All right, we're going to listen to one of my favourite prayers by Inner World and the Dalai Lama. You're on BFM.
Favorite prayer. Daily, I repeat this, I think 100 times, different occasion or different time, like that. for as long as space endures and for as long as living beings remain. Until then, may I too bite to despair and misery of the world.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.